a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Oh God, today we come before you asking for courage, asking for wisdom, and asking for strength to do the things that need to be done to make this state function as best it can. We ask that each senator be given a special blessing of your mercies. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will call the roll, please.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Buell, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Heverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Norstrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Ray, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley, Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the ninth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Senator Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the South Dakota Senate, and those listening, thank you for listening in. And self-governance is a tremendous thing, and one of those ways that we're able to self-govern and be free is because of people who have served and continue to serve in our military. And I'm informed by Senator Haverly that as of January 21st in 1987, it transformed this state in Ellsworth, because that was the arrival of the B-1B Lancer, known as the Bone, to Ellsworth Air Force Base. And I think we should recognize that. There'll be some celebration, the Senator tells me later, but for our men and women serving in the military, and especially those individuals in blue that are in a new mission for all the rest of our lives and keeping us free, let's give them a round of applause for the B-1B and their service. It was kind of neat. If anybody's listening, the senators were looking around to see if maybe there were some people from the Air Force here. But you must know that the B-1B is a stealth bomber. Thank you for playing. Also, we are really privileged, and we mention this every time, but doctors of the day come and take care of us, and they give their time from their practice and their patients, as well as the patients give of their time for the day. And we are really privileged to have Dr. Phil Meyer here from Peer taking care of us today. Good to see you, doctor. Thank you. Sergeant at Arms, would you please escort this gentleman, the Secretary of Agriculture, please, up to the clerk's desk, please, and unshackle him. Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary Walt Bones.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. It is a distinct honor not only to serve as your Secretary of Agriculture, but to address such a distinguished body here today. And I understand that I'm standing between you folks, your business, and going home this afternoon, so I'm going to keep this real brief. We have a program that we just love to work with at the South Dakota State Fair, and it partners legislators with young 4-H and FFA kids. The legislators learn from these kids on how to show their animals, and then we go into a competition. And I'm here today to award the championship trophy for the showman of the year for last year from our South Dakota State Fair. First off, I would like to recognize some of the other participants. We had Senator Tom Hansen, Senator Jason Frericks, and we also had Dan Lederman. So these were folks that participated with us, and thank you very much for for your participation and working with these young kids. It's all about the kids. It truly is all about the kids. I would also like to recognize Senator Gene Hunhoff, who was our first showmanship winner. And so thank you again for your support of our program. And this next year, we're going to be doing the same thing at the South Dakota State Fair, and would encourage each and every one of you, if you'd like to participate in this thing. The competition is tough. You can see the competitive juices flowing out there, and we had just a great competition this year. We really did. Our reserve champion showman was Senator Chantel Krebs. So it was a close competition, and we really appreciate how hard she worked. Our showmanship winner, Senator Larry Tiedemann. Would you please come forward?
Thank you so very much.
That's very moving. Please share. Yes, please share. Senator Schleckaway, please share.
The good senator from Brookings just reminded one of our state's most famous slogans. I guess you really can go anywhere from SDSU.
Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you.
Senator Tiedemann, rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. President. It truly was an honor to represent the 4-H'ers because they were the true winners. They spent the time working with the animals. Carolyn Hansen, who was my trainer, she is fantastic. She's at K-State. She's studying to be a veterinarian. She's going back to the field of agriculture. So she is the true winner. I was just the conduit to help bring it about. But I do want to share a story, if I may, Mr. President. This one is good because it reflects South Dakota. I went back to Brookings, and a week later, this person came up to me. She said, I was flying out of South Dakota to Denver. And she said, happened to sit next to the judge of the open class beef show. And out of the clear blue, he said, South Dakota does it right. He said, they have 4-H'ers working with legislators. He said, I'm from Texas. He said, we need to take and learn from the great state of South Dakota. So this truly is a great program. Thank you again for the honor. I feel very humble. I had to work hard to win this thing. I mean, after 33 years working in extension, you'd think I would have a one-up on everybody else, but I didn't. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. That's great.
Make sure you share that with Senator Krebs. So, also, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of all of us, and especially Senator Bradford, we have the Martin Grade School. What grade? Fourth. Are you all in the fourth grade? We're sure glad that you're here. Thank you for being here. Fourth grade Martin, welcome. Very good. Thank you. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 83 and recommends due pass as amended and placed on the consent calendar. Senator Krebs, Chair. Also, the Committee on Commerce and Energy reports Senate Bill 35 and recommends due pass and placed on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 65 recommends due pass as amended. Now, Senator Nelson, Chair. Committee on Appropriation respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 4, 9, 36, and 47 and recommends due pass. And Senate Bill 38, due pass as amended. Corey Brown, Chair. Also, the Committee on Judiciary reports House Bill 1022 recommends due pass. And House Bills 1023 and 1025 recommend due pass and place on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 78, due pass as amended. And the nomination of Krista Heeren Graber to the South Dakota Interstate Compact for Adult Offender Supervision and recommends confirmation on, and place on the consent calendar. And the nomination of Don Holloway to the Board of Pardons and Paroles and recommends confirmation and place on the consent calendar. Craig Thiessen, Chair. The Committee on Education recommends Senate Bill 25 be referred to the Committee on Appropriations. And the nominations of Terry Sabers and Patricia Simmons to the South Dakota Board of Education and recommends confirmation and place on the consent calendar. Senator Johnston, Chair.
Oh, great.
Senator
Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to introduce you all today to my probably my most demanding constituent. This is Ava Elizabeth, and she was born on August 15th.
Oh, welcome. Born in the year of the flood. It's beautiful. Okay, we'll move along to messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1006, 1010, 1020, 1033, 1039, 1045, 1063, 1064, and 1073, which have passed the House and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. And House Concurrent Resolution 1004, which has been adopted by the House and your concurrence is requested. Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Okay, motions and resolutions.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 70 be deferred to Monday, January 30th, the 11th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Olson moves that Senate Bill 71 be deferred to Monday, January 30th, the 11th legislative day.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So deferred.
Senator Olson moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1002 be deferred to Monday, January 30th, the 11th legislative day.
All those in favor of deferral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is deferred.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002. House Concurrent Resolution 1003, a concurrent resolution encouraging South Dakota hospitals with maternity care services to become baby-friendly by implementing the 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. Senator Bagalka moves that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 1003 as found on page 171 of the House Journal.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator Bagalka's motion that the Senate do concur in HCR 1003. Those in favor of concurrence will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein? Bagalka?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Buell?
Aye.
Cutler?
No.
Frerix?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Hansen?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
No.
Holeen?
No.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
No.
Johnston?
No.
Junkie?
No.
Kraus?
Aye.
Krebs?
No.
Lederman?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Nelson?
No.
Nostrup? Nygaard, Olson,
no.
Peters,
no.
Putnam,
no.
Rampelberg,
no.
Rave, Roden,
no.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
no.
Bally,
no.
Mr. President, there were ayes 11, nays 20, excused 4.
Senator Bogolka's motion that the Senate do concur in House Concurrent Resolution 103, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost, and HCR 1003 is not concurred in. Be at ease, please. Thank you. Appreciate your patience. Please proceed.
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, a concurrent resolution supporting and encouraging the academic study of the Bible in South Dakota public schools.
That's okay. I had a different number. HCR 1004, referral to committee is waived, and it will be put on the calendar for Monday. Is that correct, Madam Secretary?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Nelson. Okay, moving right along, consideration reports of committees.
Senator Olson moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 23 as found on page 165 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, especially our students here, we're going to have the first reading of Senate bills. Bills have just been introduced. We're at the beginning of our session. Our Constitution requires that they be read in public. It'll look strange because we'll have two people reading at the same time, but we have it in our computers so we can keep track of it that way. But our Constitution requires this, so we'll have the first reading.
Senate Bill 192, an act to make appropriations for the purpose of one-time increases in education and health care funding. Senate Bill 193, an act to revise the General Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2012 and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 194, an act to make an appropriation to fund tax refunds for elderly persons and persons with a disability to revise the income eligibility requirements for property tax and sales tax refunds and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 195, an act to make appropriations from the Water and Environment Fund, the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund, and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water and environmental purposes to revise the state water plan, to authorize the construction and establish the state cost share for the Belfouche Irrigation Upgrade Project, and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 178, an act to amend the criteria for construction manager engagement. Senate Bill 184, an act to prohibit hiring discrimination on basis of current employment status. 185, an act to provide an exception from the statutory requirements for persons taking steps towards self-employment and to allow them to collect unemployment compensation. 186, an act to update the definition of the non-sectarian textbooks that are loaned to certain students to include digital, electronic, and internet-based materials.
President Pro Tem of the Senate, Senator Gray, has made the following assignments, and the President announces the same of Senate Bills 192, 193, 194, and 195 to appropriations. Senate Bill 178, 184, 185 to Senate Commerce. Senate Bills 186, 191 to Education. Senate Bill 181 and 183, Judiciary. And to State Affairs, Senate Bill 179, 180, 182, 187, 188, 190, and Senate Bill Transportation received Senate Bill 189. First reading of House Bills.
House Bill 1020, an act to authorize the Department of Game, Fish and Parks to sell the Marcot Tract located within the Marcot Game Production Area in Meade County to the City of Sturgis. House Bill 1033, an act to clarify certain requirements relating to insurance examinations. 1073, an act to prohibit certain indemnity provisions in motor carrier transportation contracts. 1006, an act to revise certain outdated and obsolete provisions regarding the Department of Education. 1010, an act to repeal certain outdated and obsolete statutes and rules related to the Department of Health. 1039, an act to exempt certain impaired driving violations from statutory limitation on enhanced penalties for second, third, or subsequent violations. 1045, an act to revise various trust provisions. 1063, an act to repeal certain statutes related to the testimony of sex offense victims and to evidence of victims' prior sexual conduct and to establish the rationale and effect of the repeal. House Bill 1064, an act to allow the Supreme Court to establish certain rules for the use of interactive audiovisual equipment and to provide for the collection and deposit of fees for the use thereof.
Thank you. House Bill 1020 is assigned to Agriculture and Natural Resources. House Bills 1033, 1077 to Commerce, 1006 to Education, 1010 to Health and Human Services, and Judiciary is assigned House Bills 1039, 1045, 1063, and 1064.
The Senate will proceed to the executive appointments of Thomas L. Greenway and Scott G. Stern to the South Dakota Railroad Authority.
These are on consent calendar. We'll break the advice and consent up from our normal consent calendar items. Any individual can pull if they wish to have a discussion for a Monday, but the Senate is now going to proceed to these executive appointments of Thomas Greenway and Scott Stern. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question is, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointments of Thomas Greenway and Scott G. Stern to the South Dakota Railroad Authority? Those in favor of advice and consent will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein. Begalka. Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford. Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunstead. Hunhoff. Johnston. Junkie.
Aye.
Krause.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Lederman. Maher. Nelson.
Aye.
Nordstrup. Nygaard. Olson.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave. Roden.
Aye.
Shrekaway.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 28, excused 6. Oh, Bradford. Sorry.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 29, excused 5.
Thank you. The question, does the Senate advise and consent to the appointments of Thomas Greenway and Scott Stern to the South Dakota Railroad Authority, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. The appointments are confirmed. Goodbye. Okay, second reading consent calendar.
Senate Bill 66, an act to permit the filing of certain documents with the Secretary of State by electronic means and to remove the notary requirements. Senate Bill 67, an act to provide provisions that all documents filed with and maintained by the Office of the Secretary of State may be filed electronically. Senate Bill 63, an act to revise the term of service for Regional Railroad Authority commissioners. House Bill 1016, an act to repeal certain rules relating to the use of the centennial logo. House Bill 1024, an act to repeal the authorization to sell certain surplus real estate under the control of the Department of Corrections in Aurora County and Minnehaha County.
Thank you. Senate Bill 66, 67, 63, 64, House Bills 1016 and 1024, having received the second reading, are up for consideration of final passage. Any questions? Hearing none, the question is, a final passage of Senate Bills 66, 67, 63, 64, and House Bills 1016 and 1024. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buell,
aye.
Cutler,
aye.
Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heinemann,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstad, Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup, Nygaard,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 30, excused 5.
Thank you. Senate Bill 66, 67, 63, 64, and House Bills 1016 and 1024, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on any of those titles? Hearing none, the titles deemed approved. Senator Olson.
Personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
More of a question of the body than a personal privilege. Is everybody's computers working all right? Getting emails, you're able to get on the internet, look for data, do research. If they are working properly, that's partly a credit to Chris Johnson, who has been our intern helping with computers for the last several weeks. Chris is a DSU student very happy that he's been here to help all of you get your computers in order. It's actually his last day with us today. So I've got actually a certificate of appreciation for Chris to recognize his service to this great body, and I'm going to be the one to offer that despite the fact that when he helped me with my computer, he not only swapped out the hard drive 3 times, which had never been done before, but he managed to lose files, correspondence, and research that I've had since he was 15 years old. But I'm not a guy to hold a grudge. I think he's, you know, this body's about the majority, and it seems like the most of you are pretty happy and satisfied with his work. So I'd like to, on behalf of the Senate, present Chris this certificate of appreciation, and I would hope that you'd sincerely help me and welcome or thank him for his work with
Thanks,
us.
Chris. I understand in talking with Chris, though, that your movies and music were intact. Way to go, Chris. Senator Olson, anything else?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move to have Senate Bill 157 move to Senate Transportation.
Senate Bill 157 move to Transportation. Those in favor of that motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. So moved. Very good. Okay, we're on to our debate calendar, second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 62, an act to allow certain alcoholic beverage licensees to charge a corkage fee for serving wine supplied by customers.
Senate Bill 62, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Gray.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, Senate Bill 62 first originated when I was having lunch last summer here in Pier at a restaurant. The waitress said the owner would like to speak with you. I said, oh, great. Right now? Yes, right now. So I went back, and he had a he had printed out from the computer a copy of the law that we passed last year, which would make it a Class 2 misdemeanor for any person to consume any alcoholic beverage upon the premises of a licensed on-sale dealer if the alcoholic beverage was not purchased from that dealer. Well, the problem here is that in a lot of restaurants in our state, they have operated for quite a while under the theory or the belief that they could charge a corkage fee. Basically what that means is I could bring in a bottle of wine to my favorite restaurant, and for a small charge, they would open the bottle and serve it to me and my guests. At the restaurant I'm talking about here in Pier, they get a lot of hunters in with expensive bottles of wine they've brought with them perhaps to their hunt, and they bring it in, they want it open, and the owners of this restaurant have said, you know, we can't do it under state law. And so for many years, restaurants have operated sort of in a cloud, and this bill tries to fix that today. Basically, it's going to allow them to charge that corkage fee, to open that bottle, and to serve it to their guests. Now, in committee, we made an addition to the bill as well. I'm going to let Senator Heineman explain that to you, but I think it's a good addition as well. And I just ask that you help our wine connoisseurs out there, but also our restaurants. It seems to be a win-win bill for everybody, the customer and the small business owner. So we'll ask for your support today of Senate Bill 62. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Senator Heineman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I rise in support of Senate Bill 62, and I thank the Senator from District 24 for bringing this bill. I had some conversations with constituents this summer about purchasing the bottle in the restaurant and being able to take it home. And so I appreciate his willingness to amend his bill, and rather than having two, just having one. You know, some things just make sense. And to me, this is one of those real common sense bill. In fact, it makes so much sense that a lot of people already thought this was legal. It's really just a good consumer-oriented bill. Everybody's a winner here. Somebody, first of all, got to make the sale. Whether it was the wine shop or the restaurant, somebody got to sell that bottle of wine. The consumer gets to enjoy the bottle of wine that they prefer, often at a more economical price than buying the bottle versus a couple, three glasses. And probably even what's more important is that it really does promote responsibility among drinkers and drivers. Because you've had that one glass of wine, it's really enough. Especially if you're driving, you know it's enough. And yet you see this bottle of wine sitting on your table, you've paid money for it, you hate to just have it go to waste. And so with passage of this bill, what it would simply do, the restaurant would cork the bottle up, put it in a plastic bag that some entrepreneurs have become very creative. They've created these plastic bags that are sealable once. The restaurant would attach the sales receipt to it so anyone would know that it had been purchased at that restaurant and for that reason, and send you on your way. There's simply no loser here. The taxes have all been paid. The wine's there to drink another day. You've driven home safely. And again, it just makes sense. Now, it makes so much sense that about 35 states have already passed this law, and they've dubbed it the Merlot-to-go bill, or the Merlot-to-go law. I would appreciate your support of Senate Bill 62, and thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
Thank you very much. Further remarks on Senate Bill 62? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 62. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Adelstein,
aye.
Bigalka,
aye.
Bradford,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buell,
aye.
Cutler, Frerichs,
aye.
Frisley,
aye.
Gray,
aye.
Hansen,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Northrup, Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 31, excused 4.
Thank you. Senate Bill 62, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Senator Gray.
Yes, thank you for the reminder, Mr. President. I have a title amendment at the desk.
Mark
moves that at this time.
Thank you, sir. It's moved and seconded. It's marked 62, Foxtrot Tango Bravo, correct? Okay. It's been distributed. Very good. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of that title amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 62's title is so amended. Thank you.
Senate Bill 69, an act to repeal the sunset provision on certain statutes relating to nursing homes on Indian reservations.
Senate Bill 69, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Branford, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will give you a brief explanation of the situation. In as we all know, the past couple of years has been somewhat of a recession. We started out, we thought we had the funding for the home and thought it wouldn't be any problem, and it turned out there was some extreme cuts and things that happened. We were not be able to get the funding source where we thought we would, so we're in a process of gaining that funding, and as you know, it takes time to do that. And the need for the home has not changed at all. Everything we heard when I brought the bill is still there. It hasn't changed. The only sad thing that happened for me is my mother-in-law passed away. But we still need a home. So I'll stand by for any questions. If you have a problem with the, maybe I should explain the date it was done so that normally it would go into effect July 1. So we asked for it to go into effect before June 30th because the sunset clause would have eliminated the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 69? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 69. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Olin.
Hunstead,
Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Northrup, Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton,
aye.
Tiedemann,
aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 31, excused 4.
Thank you. Senate Bill 69, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
Senate Bill 72, an act to regulate persons offering speech language pathology to the public.
Senate Bill 72, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Hunoff, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Mr. President and members of the Senate, when licensing boards are created, they're created in the sense that we assure our public that the services they're receiving by that licensed individual are competent, that there's a minimal standard of care, and there is also protection for the public for those services. Last year, a group of individuals came forth to put forth a bill to have a board for the licensing of speech therapists. In South Dakota, speech therapists are, in a sense, independent practitioners that they can bill for their services. There are various payer sources, both through federal, state, and private, that can obtain their services. There also, in a sense, is two tracks for speech language pathologists, in that you can go the education, where you work in school systems, or you can do the medical, where you're working in healthcare facilities, say, in a rehab unit.
Well, when they came together, the tracts are different, and so they tried to put a bill together, and it was a very comprehensive to try to address both tracts. What came out in the end was that they couldn't come together and concluded that they would put a work group together over this past summer and come back with a bill, of which they did. Both the education speech-language pathologist as well as the medical ones came together, and they put forth the bill that you are looking at today. In testimony in committee, there were proponents. There was one opponent, and that individual raised some concerns, one about the bill itself on the contents and in the rulemaking process, how those rules would be made, that it should not be based on national standards, but rather to look at what's happening in the state, and that certainly is in there. And I think the other thing that has transpired over the last 2 years is that the VOTEC School in Mitchell has developed and implemented a program for speech therapy assistance. And if you're familiar with physical therapy or occupational therapy, there is another level of practitioner that is the assistant, and they can provide services, but they have to be under the supervision of a licensed individual. And that goes back to, with these graduates from this program, they are going to go out and practice, but there is no one to supervise these individuals that is a speech pathologist. They can go to, most likely they will go to the school systems, and so who would supervise their practice? Someone that isn't familiar with what they can do, and that would be that responsibility. So that was the other reason to bring forth this bill, so that there was a body of individuals under their license, they would supervise these individuals. And the assistants are a way of addressing rural needs out there for these individuals. Right now we saw and heard from speech therapists that might have under their responsibility anywhere from 50 to 100 children. Well, when you think about that and you're providing services, you're looking for the right assistance. This associate provides that, but again, the supervision. It's comprehensive. There is a concern about what's going to be developed, what the fees are going to be, but they have to go through the rules process. They also go through GOAC in the sense of what that fee setting is going to be. So there's really going to be oversight to make sure that whatever fees they charge for that license, that it's within what a board needs to run. It's a new idea out there, but this is a profession that's coming forth, and I'm asking for your support on the bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 72? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 72. Those in favor of vote aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Hansen,
aye. Haverly,
aye.
Heineman,
aye.
Holeen,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Hunhoff,
aye.
Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Krause,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
no.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters, Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton,
no.
Tiedemann, Thiessen,
aye.
Valley,
aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes. Peters, aye. Mr. President, there were ayes 29-1. There were ayes 28, 2 nays, 5 excused.
Would you declare that again, please, for the record?
There were ayes 28, nays 2, 5 excused.
Thank you, ma'am. Senate Bill 72, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Thank you. I'm sorry, that required a two-thirds majority vote. And it received it. Thank you. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1048, an act to expand the Board of Military Affairs.
House Bill 1048, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Edelstein.
House Bill 1048 increases the number of members of the Military Affairs Board, Board of Military Affairs, from 5 to 7. The reason this is done is primarily to increase geographic distribution equally throughout the state. One of the major jobs of this board is to overlook the armories, to replace them, to in some cases end up with joint ownership, as is the case in Custer. And in order to have really, with the changing of the role of the Guard and the changing of the role of some of the units, it's important that we have the whole state represented. They meet twice a year. The cost is very negligible, and usually the talent is great, with one possible exception. Sometime before the turn of the century, in fact, more than a half a century ago, I served on that board, and that's the only exception I know of not really having talented military persons. So I would move the acceptance of this bill and recommend it to you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on House Bill 1048? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1048. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Edelstein.
Aye.
Begalka.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell.
Aye.
Cutler.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Holeen.
Hunstead,
Hunhoff, Johnston,
aye.
Junkie,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Krebs,
aye.
Lederman, Maher,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nordstrup, Nygaard, Olson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Putnam,
aye.
Rampelberg,
aye.
Rave, Roden,
aye.
Schleckaway,
aye.
Sutton, Tiedemann, Thiessen, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there were ayes 31, excused 4.
Thank you. House Bill 1048, having received a majority vote of the members elected, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Announcements. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation, 8 o'clock Monday morning.
8 o'clock Monday. Senator Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations, joint appropriations on Monday the 30th. Agriculture from 8:25 to 10:15, and then we go with health from 10:15 to noon and LRC 1-2, Mr. President.
Thank you. Senator Hunoff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Human Services at 10 on Monday.
Monday, 10 a.m., Health and Human Services. Senator Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate taxation will be at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Thank you.
Monday morning, 10 a.m. taxation. Senator Schleckaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate local government, 7:45 a.m. on Monday morning.
7:45 Monday, local government. Senator Roden.
Thank you. Senate State Affairs, Monday, 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
Have a good weekend.
Monday. Further announcements? Very good. Madam Secretary.
Senator Heineman moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Merlot and go.